Getting back on track. Never felt so good. Getting back on track. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Dad Bod to Rad Bod. I'm your host, Philippe Hajduk, and this is 5 weeks after completing phase one and 75 hard before that. So this is the first like full month I've had not in basically any training whatsoever, no specific training this year. Of course, in January was kind of like my own thing, but I would say that I arguably trained less this last month than even January. And really, that's what this episode's gonna be all about, right? What I've been up to, how have I changed? Have I gotten fat yet? And the answer is no, I've not gotten fat yet, but I'm up about 7 pounds since last month and a high of 10 pounds, I think, like a week ago. Man, when you finish 4 months of training with no drinking, 2 workouts a day, you're like a, I was gonna say kid in a candy store in a way. I was thinking more of maybe more like kid at the end of like the last minute of school and the bell rings and you just go nuts and you throw your bags away. And it was kind of like that. Basically, I got a chance to eat and drink a little bit of everything I wanted. Yes, for sure, I drank numerous days in a row, like 2 or 3 was the highs. And for sure, I was eating whatever. I had chips, I had ice cream. The day I finished, I had chips, ice cream, and I don't know, it was just like a rough day, like of just eating. Like, you guys that are currently on 75 hard or phase 1, 2, or 3, or even if you're like someone that's like, whew, that would be a lot of food, if you saw the amount of food I ate that day, you probably would have been disgusted or appalled or impressed. Let's just say, I don't know, right? And that's the thing when you are done the program. Like, one of the things I mentioned in the last episode is I actually struggled a bit for a couple weeks after finishing phase one because it was hard to get back into rhythm. And the reality is that there is no rhythm, right? Like, the whole concept, like Andy Frisillo says, that this will give you the skills for the rest of your life. Well, to be honest, why I think 75 hard was so good for me, because it was a very detailed, actually it wasn't that detailed, but it was a very simple guideline to the things that you should and should not be doing, right? Again, it's unrealistic to go like months without having a snack or without having a drink. That's just not realistic, especially with summer now. Like, it's not gonna happen, guys. I'm not gonna go back on 75 hard in the summer because I want to enjoy, like, the year for me hasn't been bad, but it's been shit in terms of, you know, we're still in the COVID time. Finally, I'm about to get my second vaccine, double vaxxed, baby, and, you know, hopefully carry on for a good summer. But now that when you're off it, right, there's nothing stopping you from being like, oh, you know what, end of the night, I'm going to have a drink or I'm going to have a snack. And it's not like drink 75 hard. Once you were like 2 weeks in, you're like, oh, I would love to have a snack, but I'm like, I'm not gonna fail, man. I'm 2 weeks in. Like, I work my butt off. My body's exhausted. Like, I'm going to sleep at like 9 p.m. because I'm so tired. I gotta get up in the morning every day. But the reality is that I felt great during those times, and you are too when you're gonna go through the program. I think eventually, of course, there's always gonna be highs and lows. Like, there's always gonna be days where you see results, you feel more muscular, more toned, or you've lost weight, and other days where you're just exhausted, maybe you haven't seen a difference for a few days, maybe a few weeks, you haven't lost that much weight. And the reality is you just gotta keep going, right? And that's what happened to me. Like, I lost a bunch of weight, and then, you know, basically all of phase one, I got down to, I think, 209 at one point, at the very end of phase one. But I was always around the 213 to 210 mark for like literally the last 2 months. I was just getting a lot more muscular and defined. I was getting faster. I'll tell you guys a quick story, okay? Even though it's been a month since since I finished phase one, I have been going to the basketball court. So I have been working out a bit more. So basically the first 2 weeks have been like Philippe let loose and go crazy, eat whatever you want. And now the last 3 weeks, I've been kind of like getting myself back on to working out every day. And I have actually done some 2-a-days, not that many. Like, let's be realistic. I'm not going to do 2-a-days every day. But the story first, what I want to say is last week, I went to the basketball court, and I really like to just like shoot some hoops. But as a workout, also just go back and forth, there and back in a full court, just doing running layups. And sometimes I try to do some tricks. And so I like to do like five, like I'll go 10, I'll do 10 in a row layups, like running as fast as I can, sprinting. And then sometimes I'll just jog, but I'm like dripping sweat when I do it. Like, trust me, guys, it's a fun workout too. Like, if you like basketball, or if you like hockey, or if you like soccer, like you can do workouts just dribbling the ball and there and back and then running, right? It's a lot of fun, right? So it's part of mixing it up. That's why I don't like run every day, but there's a lot of running and sprinting involved, right? We all know how sprinting is a type of workout that actually makes you lose weight pretty quick, right? A lot of high intensity workouts, like HIIT workouts and that kind of stuff, right? So anyways, I was at the basketball court. I've gone a few times recently. I go like once or twice a week, and I have been waking up at 6, so I'm proud of myself. But this one time, there was a high school kid. This is last week, and we did our thing, I'm like, hey buddy, you want to play? He's like, sure. Now you guys are asking me about high school. Yeah, I'm 36. I'm probably double the guy's age. He's probably 18. He said he just graduated, and we started playing one-on-one. 5 minutes into the game, this guy was breathing heavy. Like, the guy's like, it was a pretty warm day too. It was probably like 28 degrees Celsius, so maybe around close to 90 degrees Fahrenheit, so pretty hot day. But I was totally fine. Like, yeah, sure, I've been getting a little bit of weight because I've been eating and drinking, but my conditioning is like at an all-time high, I think, at this point. Especially that, yeah, I've done the phase one, I've done the 75 hard, but I've also been running like twice a week. I've been playing basketball, I've been riding my bike, nothing too crazy, but I've been keeping it at least steady, I would say. And yeah, of course, I wiped the floor with that kid. So I'm actually 2-0 in the last year playing 18-year-olds. That is some kind of accomplishment for sure. That only I and my wife and you guys will know. But yeah, it is nice to be back on it. Now, the major difference why I want to tell you guys is that if you're going to go off 75 hard, you're going to go off for a month or two, even if you finish phase one, you have to take a 30-day break. The problem is that it's very easy to be sidetracked, and you could start losing weight, start gaining weight, and you could start picking up bad habits. So my first recommendation is decide what kind of diet you want to have. I think for me, you know, at this point, if I follow a good diet 5 days a week, and let's say 2 days a week, I'll have some beer or I'll eat something. Not all day, but like, let's say 2 cheat meals a week, or like, you know, have like some pizza, and let's say I do really well that week, and like I'm great 5 days a week. So I'm also going camping and cottaging. Like, of course I'm gonna drink beer and have some sausages over the fire, stuff that of course my diet did not have. But I think if you keep it to that kind of level and you keep working out, I think it's just going to be better for you to, one, maintain yourself, two, to know what you're eating so you don't lose your gains. Remember, losing your gains is the worst thing you come up with. Imagine I told you to work out for 4 months heavy, 5 months heavy, and then as soon as you're done, you're just going to get fat again. No, guys, don't let yourself do that. At this point, you're a different animal, and you want to be a great version of yourself. You're going to feel better. You're going to be able to run with your kids, whatever it is, right? So I didn't really have that diet, and basically once I got to 3 weeks done, I was like feeling a little sluggish. I'm like, all right, I still want to do some of the things that I get to do when I'm not on the diet and I'm not on a 75 hard, but I want to minimize that and I want to really work for it, basically. So what I'm doing now is I'm waking up at 6 in the morning, Monday to Friday, and the first thing I'm doing is I'm doing minimum 30 minutes of cardio in the morning, as soon as I'm able to. So within 15-20 minutes of waking up after eating something, drip pounding some water because I'm always thirsty, you know, that's what happens when you get old. And I mean, I'm not that old, but it seems to happen quickly once you go north of 30. and just go out there. And sometimes I don't even eat. Like, I used to always have like a toast or oatmeal or something, but sometimes I don't eat. So it's kind of like the 5 a.m. Club philosophy, where you go and do 20 minutes of cardio, but I think 20 is a bit short, so I try to get it to 30, and then I'll come back and whatever. And then 3 days a week I lift weights. It is summer, you know. I think it's, yeah, if I was hardcore while working out, I don't think 4 or 5 days a week would be that big of a deal. But I kind of really don't want to be in my basement lifting weights during the day when it's like 30 degrees outside, when we live in Canada and 8 months of the year feels like some version of winter. So you only have a few months to really enjoy the weather before it really goes north or south, I should say. You know what I mean? So 3 days a week is realistic, right? So these are one of the things I want to tell you guys. And yeah, since I started this week and last week, I was doing, like, basically last week, so the last 10 days, I have adopted this philosophy. But I will tell you some things. Like, when I wake up at 6 in the morning and during 75 hours, I wake up at 5:45. Sometimes I wake up at 5:30. And I do, of course, I needed more time because I needed a 45-minute workout. But when I wake up early and I get this workout out, it's a completely different animal. I'm way more efficient. I already have a workout in. And, you know, my kids, I have 2 kids under 4. Like, you know, I'd like to think that I'm their hero. And even today, my son graduated from preschool. So today's just, it's a loose term because it's just his last day. But they sent us some pictures. They put on some cool, you know, graduation, you know, that like cape and everything and the hat. And I got pretty emotional. It is his last day. But I got 2 kids under 4 and they look up to me. And if I have the right attitude, that's really what it is. Waking up early and doing your first exercise right away gives you the type of mentality to succeed for the rest of the day. It gives you the type of mentality to get more work done in your business, get more work done in your job, to be a better role model, to contact friends, to just be happier in general. You feel it, you look it, and so I have to continue that. So even during summer, I have to go to sleep early and wake up. But so instead of waking up at 5 in the morning, I wake up at 6, because then, let's say there's some sports on or I have a drink outside with my wife or a friend or something. And if I stay up till like 10, 11 p.m., I can still realistically get up at 6, as opposed to 5 is getting a little less likely, right? So that's what I've been doing to keep my mentality high and to feel excellent. And I really hope that you guys do that too. So this way, I can go through summer and still have some days where I'm not going to be eating that well or whatever, or not exercising super intensely, but I can at least stay to a competitive level. I can work on some things. And what I also love that, you know, is, I think part of the person I am is I like to be a very adventurous person. And when I was doing 75 hard, remember I did the David Goggins 4x4x48. So the 5-6 weeks of doing 75 hard, which started February 1st, gave me enough courage to do something nuts that would be way out of my comfort level, which is to run 12 runs over a weekend of 4 miles or 6.5 kilometers. And that's what Andy Frisell says, is that eventually you're going to embrace the elements. You're going to want to challenge yourself, which is kind of put you over the top in terms of your training. And it's really going to give you a new perspective in life. So by following at least a minimum amount of training and exercise, I want to keep that intensity, right? And I think that's what I've been doing. Even last week, it wasn't exactly as nuts. Like, I didn't do anything crazy. But yesterday, for example, I had to go to the dentist and then I had to go to City Hall to pick up a document, aka run an errand. And it was lightning. It was like a lightning storm outside. It wasn't lightning, but it was a thunderstorm. And, you know, at first when I left my house on my bike, it was just drizzling like a little bit. But I had decided that no matter if it's going to rain or not, I'm just going to go for it. And I did, and it, like, literally when I was like 3 minutes away from my house on my bike, which is a decent distance already, it started raining down, pouring down, cats and freaking dogs. And when I got to the dentist, they looked at me like I was nuts. I was dripping sweat and being like, hey guys, like waving my hand, water thrown against the wall. I sat down on one of their chairs waiting for a few minutes, and then there's just water everywhere. I was completely wet and drenched, and they're like, oh no, like you're gonna be all wet and cold. But thank God their AC wasn't that bad. But no, I wasn't cold. It was 30 degrees outside Celsius, the 90 degree Fahrenheit. Like, it's not cold to be out in the water. But my competitive, animalistic desire to go and embrace the elements and to get this workout in instead of driving is great. Like, it makes you feel great. So, like, literally, I spent 2 hours biking. Let's say an hour of it was inside, you know, dentist, whatever, town hall. But I spent a full hour biking in a friggin' rainstorm. Like, we're talking about like a rainforest style pouring down on you. Everything about you is wet. I don't know how my phone is not like destroyed. Of course, I put it in a pocket with a zipper, and I did have a rain jacket. But that's the thing. Like, if you're like, hey, Philip, if this is your only chance to work out, like, I understand. No, it wasn't. Remember, I woke up at 6 a.m. yesterday. I've been consistent about it this week and last week. And I actually ran 7.5 kilometers in the mornings for a 40-minute workout plus a little walk. So it probably was roughly 45 minutes. It's still, for some reason, even though I'm done, I still compare every single workout I have, every single exercise, to a 45-minute length. Like, I told you guys I just try to do 30 minutes because I need to do other stuff too, right? Like, it's not like, oh, I need to work out and that's it. Like, I need to plan my day. I want to read my book. I guess reading a book is also something that we can touch on, but I still want to do these things. And then I compare it to 45 minutes and being like, oh, well, this workout was 30 minutes. How could I have gotten to 45 minutes? And I'm like, yeah, I probably could have just done the same thing. Like, I just think like that all the time now. It's just the after effect of doing a 75 hard routine, right? So all these things, I'm just telling you guys that throughout the summer, I'm going to be focusing like this. Monday to Friday, 30 minutes of intense cardio first thing in the morning, around 6 a.m. And then all through summer, and then 3 times a week lifting weights. So I keep at it there. I have this, I changed my routine again. So now it's like a 3 days a week, but they're full body. And actually, there's like, you know, my previous workout routine, I'd always get to like 40 minutes and have to like add something, or I just would take long breaks in between, like, you know, minute and a half breaks in between sets. So I'd always get to 45 minutes. It was a solid workout, but this one, I switched it up, and there's like 8 or 9 or 10 exercises per day. And like, it's very hard to complete it in 45 minutes. So when I say 3 times a week, it's like basically an hour of lifting weights, and I don't take like very long breaks in between the sets, and I keep it scales up. So yeah, there's different body parts. So it's actually like, I'm actually dripping sweat in these workouts most of the time, as opposed to before, I was just taking longer breaks. I wasn't breathing that heavy, but this one it is. So it's a little bit more intense. And anyways, the point is, you know, you gotta switch up your routine so your body can adjust and you can try to receive more gains, right? So that's all I wanna talk to you guys about. I'm happy for my son who's graduating daycare. I'm getting back on it. I don't wanna get too fat, so you too, guys. And by too fat, like, obviously, I'm not fat. I don't look fat, but you know, the stomach does come back a little bit. There's a fine line between, you know, 5-10 pounds here sometimes, right? So I got to get back. My goal is always to get to the 200 level, which, you know, if I just continue the workout, I'm telling you guys, I would probably lose a few pounds and then stay around the 210 mark. So maybe after summer, when I jump back to phase two, I get back to 75 hard, I will try to get it down to 200, see what I look like. But I'm okay beach body weather at this point, so rad dad bod it is. See you guys. Have a great week.